What do we know about the combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab?
Initially, I think our group was the first to do those combinations and found out that there appeared to be some very nice positive interactions, despite the fact that I would have predicted out of the gate that it wouldn't have added much because you're targeting the same drug, but you're targeting it in different places. So we found that it really did look like it was better in either alone. There's early clinical data from Skip Burris that was presented at ASCO that indicates that may be the case in patients who have been previously treated with trastuzumab.
What other research strategies are being discussed right now in terms of randomized trials for HER2-positive patients?
I think one of the big ones is the VEGF pathway. I think there are some that are thinking about hormonal manipulation based on some of the data that are out there. There's preclinical data that the PTEN pathway may be playing a role in resistance, so there's talk of the mTOR inhibitors with Herceptin. So almost everything is going to get added to it. The question is, what's rational to add to it? And I think that's where it gets a little trickier.